Blog Talk Radio.
As of the 1st of October 2019, in South Australia, a new law was passed that allows a public servant to enter, remain, inspect, or use reasonable force to break into any premise, place, vehicle or vessel. This public servant can remove items from the premises to be used as evidence in future, and a warrant is not required if there is a suspicion, just a suspicion, that a vulnerable adult is at risk of abuse. Matters will then be directed to a court or tribunal that is not bound by the rules of evidence, can determine matters as it thinks fit, and can reach an outcome, just, on the balance of probabilities. Not beyond reasonable doubt. Victims often end up a ward of state. The public guardian and public trustee are often placed as the ultimate decision maker and take over all affairs. These laws are expected to be rolled out in other states next year. Are you scared yet?
Good evening, everyone. This is Marty Oakley, the PPJ Gazette Online, and this is the DS Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I just, as I listened to that commercial from Australia, I just wanted to send out our thoughts to our friends in Australia. It is making national news here in the United States that Australia is having blackouts on their internet and they're having a hard time reaching out into the world. And we just want you to know, we hope that you're able to get onto the show to hear the show. We hope that they're not doing something to isolate you all in Australia. There's been a lot of bad news going on in Australia, and we hope to be able to get someone doing an update here in Australia, hopefully by next month. So, we're so blessed that we do have friends around the world so that we can touch base and know what's going on. Because tonight's show, I'm so excited. We have John LaCron, and he is one of Marty's dearest friends. And I started hearing about this Agenda 2030 stuff, looking at, you know, calling the elderly useless eaters and just other stuff that's going on in the world right now, you know, with the rise of AI and the banks and, you know, you're not getting your bank deposits and stuff. And I thought, you know what, who else to help me understand what's going on with Agenda 2030, but John LaCron. Welcome, John. Say hello, and we're so excited to have you on tonight.
Good evening, Kaz. Happy to be here.
Well, I don't know where you're ready to go to get started, because I am by no means the expert on this topic. That's why I messaged you, and I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you helping me to keep Marty's legacy going on this PS Radio Network. It means the world to me. She was a special lady, and she brought me so many wonderful friends, and you're one of them. And I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you carrying on. You know, losing her was quite the disaster, but on that same note, all of our hard work hasn't gone into the proverbial universe to be lost forever. It's still there because you picked up and ran forward with it. So, Kaz, you know, you're the one we should be thanking. Anyway, we're going to be jumping down an awful lot of pretty deep rabbit hole tonight, folks. I'm going to try to cover a credible amount of information here. It's going to basically come fast and furious. Now, before I get started, I want to make something clear to everybody. Here's what you folks need to know, okay? Just because I'm telling you the agenda doesn't mean they've won the war. I need that to be very clear. I would not be spending the incredible amount of time doing what I do, studying, explaining things to people, and basically fighting them at every opportunity if it wasn't for the fact that I thought we've already got these people on the run. They've pulled off the glasses. They expose themselves. The agenda is out there for everybody to see. They're seeing that the gloves came off, that they're now coming down hammering hard, and, you know, people are scared, and I get this. and don't think that I'm just here to do, you know, terrorism type talking where, oh, what can we do? What can we do? Folks, in the background, there's a lot being done. And it's the people know. And when I say the people know, I'm talking both the good guys, the man and the woman on the street, and the bad guys, including some of those that are enforcing this stuff and are pushing it forward. They know that they've run out of time. The internet changed the world. It changed the entire world. So they're trying as fast as they can to promote this agenda. And like I repeatedly stated, folks, please, please get this little detail if you're going to get anything from tonight's show. They cannot get this agenda without our help. And everything we do to not only undermine what they're doing by telling people about it and explaining things and helping others to see that may not see the full picture, but the other part is they need our consent to go along with it. And when we withdraw our consent and we actively say no, the most powerful, powerful word in the English language, two letters, no, that's when it ends. That's when it ends. All right, folks, buckle up because you need to go down that rabbit hole.
All right, I'm ready.
Deagle.com, DEAGEL.com, several years ago stated that the population of the world was going to be dropping precipitously, as was the economy of the world, precipitously by 2025. Now, at the time, it was incredibly interesting to all of us because we're busy saying, okay, what's going to be going on? What's going to be happening to make this, quote-unquote, become a reality? Because at the time, we were not entirely sure what to expect. Now, people like me that have been following the conspiracy, you know, there was a show out there called Conspiracy Theory. It had Alex Jones there. It had Governor Jesse Ventura. And they had brought in a doctor, and this doctor was an American, but she had actually left the country to protect herself. Her life was actually in danger. And in this episode, she literally lands on the airfield, gives a short interview, and then turns around and leaves again. Now, her interview basically covered this. She stated unequivocally she works with the quote-unquote elites. And one of the elite women had asked her, are you prepared for the great culling? Now, this, of course, piqued her interest. And what are you talking about? She says, soon, soon, there will be a great culling that takes place. And she went into details about it. She explained that there was going to be a mass extinction event where they were going to use the excuses that they used in 2020, and that the injections were poisonous and deadly. Now, for those of you that have been listening to Marty, you heard me and Marty talk about this in May of 2020. In May of 2020, a full 7 months before they rolled out the vaccine, quote unquote, we told people, do not take whatever they're selling you. It is designed to kill you. And I spent all of 2021 and all of 2022 going in and out of the Facebook jail, okay, because we were exposing it. The people that took the injections, many died. Others were seriously injured. They continued with number two, then number three, then number four. And the hardest lesson that I had to learn at the time was no matter what, I could not convince some of my closest people, my closest friends, closest family members that this was a bad deal and it was designed to kill them, okay? And a lot of them took it. Some of them are dead now, including my little brother. Now, having said all that, this agenda is getting even larger than that. You have cancer rates exploding. You have, quote-unquote, sudden heart attacks from very healthy teenagers and 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds, okay? And this agenda is coming to fruition. This is part of it. But it comes, there's several parts. This is a multi-pronged attack, folks. It is a multi-pronged attack. They have to reduce the population precipitously because they cannot afford to pay all the bills that they said they would pay. They have so many obligations, and when I say they, I'm talking about what I like to refer to as the criminal cabal in government, okay? Now, I've talked about social insecurity as being a giant pyramid scheme since I was in my early 20s, okay? And I remember when I was a teenager that, you know, they had asked my generation of teenagers, which we expected to happen first, get our social security check, our first one, or meet an alien in our front lawn. Okay, a majority of us at the time said, meet an alien in our front lawn. We weren't stupid back then. Okay, so now I'm going to be covering a lot of different angles from a lot of different points, but that needed to be the focus at the beginning. Why? Because you need to see how that's going to impact everything else. Many of the people that you know to be your friends are not going to be around in 5 years because of the choices they made. Many of your family members, same thing. You do as much as you can to keep them from going and getting any additional ones if they've gotten any of them at all, because what it's done is literally acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And they even said that. Well, I don't know about you, Cos, but I remember in the 80s where they were talking about how AIDS was really bad for you, and it was killing people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they're announcing, yeah, this is going to give you AIDS. Oh, gee, yeah, let me sign up for this one. And I'm going, what kind of level of insanity are we talking about here? But anyway, the intention was twofold, to destroy the population and to destroy the economy. And they did accomplish both of those things. You saw small businesses crashing through the floor, destroyed, closed,
yeah,
permanently gone. You saw businesses going away that had been in business for generations. They were not indebted. They were not. They were just all of a sudden, one moment they were there, and the next moment they were told, you may not open your doors. But, no, or else. You know, we had police that were, of course, threatening people, sheriffs that were, of course, threatening people, and some going to jail for not running around with a, you know, mask attached to their face, asphyxiating themselves, okay? The level of stupidity was insane at the time. I remember seeing the initial stages of this in early March 2020, and with that propaganda just literally, boom, boom, boom on the television set. And I don't watch TV, but a friend of mine did on a regular basis. And I'm asphyxiated with this thing. And I said, that's propaganda. I recognize it as being such. And it grew and it grew and it grew. And we watched in real time, ladies and gentlemen, this thing called trauma-based mind control. Okay? Now, the problem is they are now putting these same poisons in the food supply. Okay? That is an issue. That is something. We also know for a fact that you're getting some transference from interactions with other people. Even if you did not take it yourself, others are transferring it to you. We have cases where people who got blood transfusions all of a sudden are having the same problems as those who got the injections. Okay. Again, none of this is a coincidence. They've tainted everything. And this is the most dangerous time I've seen in my lifetime. And trust me, I've been following this conspiracy since I was a little boy. And as an infantry soldier, I know what danger looks like. Okay? Now, we know for a fact that these things manipulate people's DNA. That is another part. This is about more than just a kill over time with cancers and heart attacks and other things. There's also a depopulation agenda by making men and women sterile. We know this to be a fact. They've proved it, and they're showing it, and now they're even starting to admit it, okay? See, eventually they always come around realizing they can't keep a lid on it anymore, so they finally admit to what we've been saying all along, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I've stated this unequivocally. If you were busy being censored on whatever platform, don't care what it was, the parties that were censoring you were guilty of murder. even though they never injected you and never did anything else. They were guilty of murder because they were going right along with it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the way you have to look at it. Okay. Now, with this genetic poison that they've done and the destruction of people's immune system, and take into consideration the food that we're eating is not healthy, your food poisoned in some cases. Now they're putting all kinds of other garbage in it aside from that. Okay, don't get me started on quote-unquote lab-grown meats and or your different other critters that might be in your food supply.
Oh, my gosh. We could do a whole show on the food supply. In my other – when I'm not podcasting, I actually have been working in food service for over 40 years. You're – oh, my gosh. They'll buy the grossest stuff because it's cheap. And, yeah, we need to do that show. Okay, go on.
Okay. Now, here's the other thing that people are not thinking about. They destroyed the healthcare system. Professional doctors are not easy to replace. Nurses, not easy to replace. Pilots, not easy to replace. And while I'm on the subject matter of pilots, ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that most of the Air Force and Navy reserves for aircraft are airline pilots? And a lot of those airline pilots can no longer fly. Well, guess what? Those are the same people that get tapped initially when you're having to deal with a quote-unquote war. And if you know anything about history, whenever there's economic drama, the politicians always, 100% of the time, take us to war. And that has been the case for centuries. Okay? What are we hearing now? We've been hearing the drumbeat of war for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it didn't matter what happened. They are pushing for a major war. Meanwhile, people are at least starting to wake up with that and saying, you know what? I'm not willing to fight for these people. And I don't blame them. You go into the military, the first thing they do is poison you with a multitude of shots, to include shots, the quote-unquote COVID ones. Therefore, you have a lot of these soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines that are no longer even able to fight. And it doesn't matter in what capacity. Okay? It has destroyed the military as well. And I'm no fan of the military-industrial complex, of course. And you guys know that I come from a history of being a soldier. Okay, but having said all that, these are still my brothers and sisters because I have respect for them. Because no matter what, they still joined under the assumption that they were doing the right thing to protect the United States of America from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Little did they know that the domestic enemies were just as dangerous, if not more so, than any foreign one. But I'm going to get off of that one. They are monetizing the debt. This is another thing that people need to be aware of. We've had several bank failures, and I'll explain how those happen in a minute. But we also have a growth of that. The bond market has gotten decimated. U.S. Inc. is having a very difficult time selling their bonds. Okay. Now, the problem was originally these quote-unquote banks took these quote-unquote loans, and remember, banks don't actually lend any money. That's a story for a different day. 12 United States Code, 411, the United States. Your Federal Reserve notes are nothing more than negotiable debt estimates, and they're private banking script, people. It's your signature that's actually the money. That's why they call it a mortgage, a death pledge. Okay, but again, let's get off of that rabbit hole for a minute. Let's concentrate simply on this. The bond market has been destroyed. And all of these bonds, U.S. Inc. convinced all of these banks that it was, quote-unquote, safer to put their money with the Fed rather than put it out back when interest rates were 0.5% and 1%. So that's exactly what these banks did. But then things turned around. All of a sudden, interest rates were climbing. And people that were paying 1% and 2% interest were still paying that 1% and 2% interest. But these banks were now in the hole because they had to turn around and pay out 4, 5, or 6%. Okay? And they can't do it. The money markets became a problem for them because, again, if you have an opportunity to treat your cash as cash, but you can also make 4 or 5%, why would you buy a bond that's going for 3 or 4%? And I'd like to remind everybody that the inflation rate, according to shadow stats and according to my shopping experiences, is about 12 to 15% a year. So even let's say you're being, somebody's being very generous to you and giving you 6%, you're still losing 12% a year just in inflation, destruction of your purchasing power. Okay, this is why I tell people buy gold and silver, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. But the point of the matter is, again, this system, as I have stated for years, has been built to fail. And these bankers know very, very well what they are doing to us. They're not confused about anything. This is agenda. This agenda of theirs, I've talked about it for decades. Okay? You know, it's a grand old scheme. Make it a whole grand old party. Throw out all kinds of quote-unquote cash. Get people hooked on debt. And then pull the rug out for them. Okay? I call it vulture capitalism. Okay, it's not real capitalism, it's vulture capitalism, and it's a business model for these criminal bankers. And you're seeing business after business is failing now, you're seeing people that are being destroyed by it. And folks, the bloodbath on the street is only just beginning, and I'm not even talking about dead bodies, I'm talking about financial. It is getting progressively worse. So what you need to think about as well, what are you going to do to protect yourself? Are you going to sit there and leave money in these dead banks? And when I use the term money, I'll use that in quotation marks because, like I said a minute ago, Federal Reserve notes are not money. They are negotiable debt instruments. They have no intrinsic value. Do you folks know that these banks can do what's called a bid-in? They can take what you think is your quote-unquote money and turn it into their money, because in truth it actually is. When you open a bank account, folks, you became a subsidiary of that bank. And they used your good word, your signature, and your credit for their little sham game that they play, Federal Reserve banking. That's the game that they're playing. And they can take in $100 and then lend out another $90. And then turn around and lend out another $80 and $70 and on down the road. Their form of banking is based on tiny percentages, and they can just keep doing it over and over and over again. And we're not going to get into the fraud of a quote-unquote loan. As you heard me say earlier, the banks don't loan money, but we will state for the record that even with all of this incredible amount of wealth that they've been able to garner, your life force energy, which they've been able to harness for their purposes, nefarious ones as they are, the result is this. They're still going broke. The goal has been and always will be to take the smaller banks, turn them into victims, and bigger banks only get, quote unquote, too big to fail. What happened in 1933? FDR shut down the banks. First things first, and a lot of these banks never saw their doors open again. They wouldn't go along with the Fed, they wouldn't play games, or they were arbitrarily destroyed. And all of a sudden, these consolidation of wealth in these banks, and they're doing it again. They did it the same thing in the 80s. They're doing it again now. Any thoughts before I move on?
No, it's just, where would you recommend someone would put their quote-unquote money?
Okay. Well, there's a list of things that I tell people to do, but the basics are this. Make sure you have a very good food supply. Make sure you've got some seeds, a water purification system, the ability to defend yourself. And when you've got all of those areas covered, and only after you have those areas covered, do you then turn around and you buy a little silver and a little gold. Now, what I tell people about gold and silver, gold is to save your life. There's a reason the Special Forces guys carry around a one-ounce gold coin with them when they go into foreign countries. Gold will save your life. Gold is the banker's money, okay? No, silver is the people's money. And in a nutshell, silver is too cheap as a comparison to gold. Back in the days when the original Constitution was created, there was a 15 to 1 ratio. 15 to 1.
Okay.
Which coincidentally, which was not a coincidence, was what was coming out of the ground. For every 1 ounce of gold coming out of the ground, there was about 15 ounces of silver. Now, this varied just a little bit. Sometimes a little more gold came out. Sometimes a little more silver came out. But in the grand scheme of things, 15 to 1 was a very good ratio. Now, we can fast forward to the year 2023. Coming out of the ground in 2023, that number is now 7 to 1. Did you hear what I said, ladies and gentlemen? 7 to 1. So either gold is overpriced and it's not, or silver is very, very underpriced compared to gold. Because right now, as of this morning, I could go in and buy 1 ounce of silver for about $27, okay? Where gold is about 2,000, which is a stupid ratio of 80 to 1, give or take. Sometimes, at one point, the ratio was over 100 to 1. And at other points, I've seen 70 and 80 that in that range. There's no excuse for that. Almost every ounce of gold that's ever been mined, you can still touch. Almost every ounce of silver that's ever been mined over human history, you cannot. It was put into electronics. It was put into photography production. All of these things, silver's gone. Now, there's still a lot of coins out there, and there's a lot of silver bars and stuff like that and investments. And the banks are playing a game. They're manipulating the values of every commodity out there. But the emphasis, the real commodity that they love to manipulate is the silver market. And by controlling the price of gold and controlling the price of silver, that props up their fiat currency, okay? Banks have zero business being involved in any commodity. They're in banking. They are not in buying and selling things that people actually use and need other than quote-unquote credit. So why are they into all these other markets? Again, to prop up their dollar, their fiat currency. Okay, and the dollar has gotten stronger compared to other currencies, but when you think about it, the reason is we have had the world reserve status, world reserve currency status, for decades since the 70s. We called it the petrodollar because we tied in oil to the dollar, and people had to buy dollars in order to turn around and buy oil from OPEC, okay? And that was great for a while, and we exported our inflation. We shafted a lot of people, and Americans lived much better because of it. Now, that wasn't very fair to the people that had to pay the price of that inflation, and they're doing it again. The world is paying a price because as American interest rates go up, these foreign countries have to pay more in interest. None of this is by coincidence, okay? They're stealing assets around the world. We had a massive theft of the world's wealth back in 2008, okay, and I saw that in 2006. This, what they got going on now, it blows that away, folks. You want to talk about a global depression, folks, they're doing it. They're putting us into wars, and we've already covered some of that. Anyway, I need to get off of that and move on.
Okay.
Stagflation, stagnating economy, increasing inflation. It was a big deal in the 70s. You're seeing it again. And they've been playing their games again. You can go to Shadow Stats to see how they difference is versus, well, we only have a 1.5% inflation rate coming from government statistics. Well, remember, Bill Gates had a series of books just before the COVID hoax that he told people they should read. One of them was called How to Lie with Statistics. Okay? Not a coincidence. Because they've been lying with statistics since day one, especially with the COVID hoax. But anyway, that's beside the point. All right. Folks, you're moving into a depression. You will not survive unscathed. I guarantee you folks haven't. You've already been a victim of this, okay? I know all of you have been. You've paid more at the grocery store. You've paid more for gas. You're struggling harder. You're paying more for just about anything and everything that you actually need, electricity, oil, fuel, just anything and everything. You're paying more, okay? And that's because the currency is being debased and the bankers are busy stealing every little bit they can. And remember, you've been told already by the World Economic Forum, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. No, you won't. You will own nothing and you will be 100% enslaved, which is the agenda. Okay? Now, a lot of years ago, there was a video that came out. It was called The Chinese Professor. The Chinese Professor. You can probably still find it on YouTube. And it's a one-minute video. And I mean, it's over a decade old. And people should spend a few minutes to find that, The Chinese Professor. And it's a professor standing in front of a bunch of students explaining how the Americans now work for the Chinese. Okay? And this was fact back then. Well, newsflash for you folks, it's bigger fact now. Real. The Chinese control many of the most important minerals that people need to manufacture all these unique things.
Yeah.
They're controlling a lion's share of resources now. And I don't blame them. They're not stupid. And the difference is when they go into a country and they make improvements in that country, they're not trying to initially shaft that country like the Americans do. Americans go in and they rape and they pillage. That's what the Americans do. Okay, if you want to read about that, just look into a book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Okay, we don't have time to go into that. But the long story short is, the guy is the very last step. He goes and he talks to the politicians and tries to get them to go along with the American agenda. And again, General Smedley Butler said the same thing in his book, War is a Racket. Okay, but his book was much earlier than this one. And when he leaves town, and if they didn't get their way, the next step was assassination or overthrow of government, and that's what happened in the Ukraine. But again, we don't have time for all that conversation. But the strategic metals that are controlled by the Chinese are going to have a long-term impact, okay? Now, back to the bankers. They've been manipulating interest rates, okay? They can play their little game. Guess what? If you're desperate enough, you will sell your soul. You look at the amount of debt that's gone through the roof in the last year or two. Credit card debt, it hasn't been to sit there and just buy frivolous stuff at the store. It's been to buy groceries. Not that they're healthy for you, but that's what it's been used for. The basics. So when they crash this system, you're going to be much more open. Much more open to the concept of quote-unquote equity. When they sit there, well, you know, our other system failed, but if you sign right here on the dotted line, turn in your guns and agree to be our slave, we'll let you have the central bank digital currency stuff that we have. And they can use that central bank digital currency for a lot of purposes, which include the perfection of the slave system. Because if they don't like what you've been talking about on the internet, bam, guess what? You don't get to have that access to that anymore. And you think, well, that would never happen in America. It already is.
Mm-hmm.
You've had churches where their financials has been shut down. You've had gun stores. You've had coin shops. You've had politically incorrect speakers, where they're different either banks or PayPal or all these other places where they've literally pulled it. Look at our friends and neighbors to the north in Canada. What happened during the big protest by the truckers?
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. See, here's the problem. We forget about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is when we forget about these things and then all of a sudden it comes around and smacks us in the head just like it smacked everybody else. It's not nice. We don't care when it happens to somebody else, but we really care when it happens to us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to get y'all so you never have to have that problem to begin with. Let their entire system fail. It's designed to anyway, and you're not going to stop it. God, why would you want to? Let it fail. You have to have a parallel system set up. The parallel system is, of course, other options. Those options include the following. Your life force energy, you can exchange your life force energy with somebody else's life force energy. You don't have to use anything for barter. Hey, you mow my grass, I'll give you a few groceries that I grew in my garden. You see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, gold and silver, gold and silver are barter too. But everything fiat is based off of those things being gold, silver, and your life force energy. That's the value. That's what they have monetized. And when I use the word they, the hierarchy enslaving you.
Mm-hmm.
But the secret is this. When their system, not if, when their system fails, if you're ready to pick up and run, say, yeah, whatever, we're good. I've got groceries. I've got friends, I've got neighbors, I've got a garden, I've got some critters running around, I've got some eggs that are coming from some of my critters. All of these things prevent people from reaching that point of desperation. Why do you think you have all of these different, quote-unquote, governments going out there targeting people, growing their own food, targeting farms, targeting anything that is opposite of them having absolute control over every aspect of your life? Think about these things because it's incredibly important. Okay? They're manipulating everything. There is no market in the world that is not affected by the criminal activities that these people are doing. None whatsoever. It is global.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the tools that they've been using has been this divide and conquer. Well, we don't care about this group of people over here or that group of people over there. Maybe they're getting bombed, blown up, murdered. We don't care because it's not affecting us. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're living in America, you've been blessed. But right now, I have never seen it more to where people are ready, willing, and very much able to have a two-way rifle range on Main Street America. And this drives me nuts because I know what war looks like. You want that nowhere near you. Do you think you'll go unscathed? What do you think is going to happen, folks, if there's shooting on your street? Let me give you the nutshell of it. Starvation. Lack of food. Lack of medicine. Lack of clean water. Lack of electricity. Explosions, burned out buildings, destroyed buildings, land that won't be usable for decades, if not centuries, dead bodies everywhere. That's the beginning. That's not the middle and end. That's the beginning. What happens after that? Let's say that finally the Group A or Group B, let's call them Team Blue and Team Red, one of the two teams wins. Okay. What happens then? Your divided country has now been crushed. And guess who now gets to walk in and destroy what's left over? The white hats or the blue hats, whatever you want to call the United Nations thugs, and all these other militaries that have already been contracted to do just that. They were contracted back in the 90s, ladies and gentlemen. do you really want to see foreign troops on American soil? I don't.
No. No.
You know, I'm a good old boy, and I know a lot of good old boys, and I've been talking since I was a little boy. Yeah, let the blue hats come. We got something for them. The problem is the blue hats will be the cleanup crew. They will be the cleanup crew. They'll have all the technology. They will have all the weapons, and they'll have all the things that they need to win the war with whatever sham is left over of the United States. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We would deserve this. And I'm going to piss some people off, and I'm okay with that. We have committed more war crimes than the Nazis ever did. The American people have done so by permitting the garbage out of Washington, the District of Criminals. You look at the wars that we've started for quote-unquote weapons of mass destruction. Bullshit. War is murder on a higher budget with a lot more dead bodies. Divide and conquer has always been the agenda. Divide and conquer will work forever until people stop accepting the fact that it's worked for so long they don't think anything else. Fear is a tool of control. You think you're scared now? Imagine what scared you are living in Chicago, where every night and every day you see dead bodies outside of you because a gang was at war. Armies are much bigger gangs with much bigger guns and much bigger things that go boom. It is time to get our heads out of our fourth point of contact and figure out very clearly we don't want this. I have been adamant about preventing this war. And yeah, that means having to accept some things that are really not very acceptable from the other side. I get that. But you can have two enemies sit down and have conversations. Now, I shared a meme the other day on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a Navy captain and another Navy captain. The two countries were at war. The two ships came across each other. They started shooting at each other. Boom, 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 boom. When it was all of a sudden done with, one of the captains was running very low on ammo. So he went on over and had the conversation with the other captain. Would you give me some ammo? And, of course, the other captain's smart. He says, oh, hell no, I don't want my ship sunk. But, you know, they weren't shooting at each other anymore. You know what they were doing? They were talking. And do you know what happened before that captain left that ship and both ships parted ways and went their own ways? They both toasted to each other's health. That's a true story, ladies and gentlemen. You look back to the War of Northern Aggression. You had ceasefires all the time where Southerners would trade tobacco for Northern coffee. Brother versus brother. You think the War of Northern Aggression was over slavery? Do you do realize, ladies and gentlemen, the War of Northern Aggression was planned in Europe in 1822? Not in America. It was planned in Europe in 1822 by the Vatican and by several different kings because America was becoming too strong, too powerful, because the American people were united together. They could not permit that. Divide and conquer. And that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. The problem is, as long as we continue to fall for their trap, they will continue to exploit it to the nth degree, because as long as we're fighting over each other, with each other, they're free and clear above us, looking down, laughing.
Hey, look at the pro-life versus pro-choice people. Look at the blacks versus the whites. Look at the Muslims versus the Arabs versus the Americans versus the Jews. Men versus women. Rich versus poor, Republican versus Democrat.
Are we sick of this yet? God knows I am.
Yeah.
I am so beyond sick because I know the agenda. I've been following it since I was a boy. This is a mad world.
mutual assured destruction, a term that was coined back in the 80s. Mutual assured destruction. Now, the fuse is already lit, folks, and there's a really, really, really big batch of TNT ready to go boom. And all it takes for us is to say, you know what? Let's end this. And you cut that little cord, and it doesn't go boom. And then you can sit down and say, okay, now let's address our real problem, this thing called government, Latin origin words meaning mind control, these corporations that are de facto governments, not de jure. They're corporate enterprises who have enslaved us, profit, and trade on Wall Street. They're not there for your interest. They never have been. You've been enlisted to serve them. You better wake up, people. And as long as you can sit there and vote for your favorite slave master, and I don't care which side of the team you're on, you're in their system. You are owned by them. You want to end this charade? Walk away from their system. But
the other guy's going to get in and he's going to be so much worse.
Is he? I've been following this conspiracy my whole life. Lesser of two evils, ladies and gentlemen. Really? Wings of the bird are still on the same bird, which is traveling in one direction and not in the interest of the people.
Oh, please, that's a good analogy.
Please wake up. Stop. You got the whole planet trying to run off the cliff. And a few of us sitting there screaming at the top of our lungs, stop running, it's going to kill you. And yet people are still laughing and running by and jumping. So when they hit the bottom of the cliff, how are we supposed to feel? One of the things that, I hate to put it this way, I lost sympathy for the choices they make. I'm a really nice guy, and I have this incredible love for people. But I can't fix stupid. And I can't change people's thinking with facts, with evidence. I had to realize, the hardest lesson I've had to learn in my entire life, I had to realize that I was not going to be able to save everybody. And it's just the way it is. Everyone listening to me right now, you have choices, folks. And choices that you make at this moment in time will have impacts of dominoes going forward. You won't be able to say, well, nobody ever told me. Wrong answer. You have options. You better rethink how you spend your life force energy, because they're doing everything they can to make sure your life force energy is terminated. You're the carbon that they're trying to eliminate. You are who they are wanting gone. The problem is you are now in a war. You didn't declare this war. You didn't want it. You didn't ask for it. It was declared on you. It was declared on you before you were born. You've lived in this entire system with a war that has been declared on you. Poisons in the air, the poisons in the water, the fluoride, the chemtrails, poisons in the food, the GMO foods. Now with this additives that are put in there. Folks, all of these things, you say, what kind of psychopathy do you have to be at this level to want this for every one of your friends and family and neighbors? Okay. We look at Adolf Hitler as a tyrant, and he was. He was a scumbag. And folks, if you do not know, Adolf Hitler was financed by who? Ding, ding, with the last name Bush. Ding, ding, ding. Senator Bush
Grandpappy Bush, he was a banker. They didn't get their money in oil, folks. They got their money in banking. And remember, the sides that are fighting each other are about reducing their populations and their problems. Because the boys at the top making decisions to send their men and women and their country to war, they're in the background drinking champagne, eating, feasting, celebrating each other. The countries may be at war, but they're not. There may be some back and forth, you know, good ribbing.
Hey, you see my guys? They kicked your asses, guys.
But guess what? They're not crying over the dead bodies. They're not crying over the slave class. They're living the high life. Offended yet? Stop consenting to it. And don't go to war for these people. They should never go for war for you. You look at the zombies on your telephones. It's incredible. I was walking down the street just the other day, and I see this all the time, but this is just the latest example. A young man was approaching me looking at his phone. Didn't look up. So I says, good morning. He's probably 10, 15 paces away from me. Never looked up, never said a word. And as I got really close to him, I says, how you doing today? Still no response. And the guy's never left his phone, and he walked by me. There is no zombie apocalypse in the future, folks. You're living it now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said he thought you were the crazy one saying good morning.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing, we're going to go back to banking for a minute. All of the debts of these governments borrowed money at 1% and 2%, but they now have to roll it over. And now they have to pay 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, what? 8, 9% now? Okay. You think the budgets in the past were bad? They're going to go stupid now. And how do they finance their budgets? Because governments don't make money. They steal money. They don't make it. They steal it. They're going to steal more from you. Inflation is a form of theft. Okay, it's a debasement of the currency, but all it is a different form of theft. What are property taxes? A different form of theft. What are sales taxes or schools taxes or any taxes? A different form of theft.
Inheritance tax. That's a good scam.
Especially after the taxes got paid throughout the individual's lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have to put together a small nest egg, something to pass on to the kids. Oh, God, no. Tax it again. I can assure you the Rothschilds never pay that. But you do. Your neighbors do. And that's one of the things that got me into the legal world. My inheritance was stolen from me by these people. I had to learn the legal system because of it. Now, it's helped me to help a lot of people since then, but it cost me my mentality for several years. Cost me in excess of $1 million in assets. That's a very steep price, and I can do in 2 days. In fact, I can do it in about 5 or 6 hours, what took me years of my life to learn. Explaining how their fraud works in a kangaroo court. But again, we're not here to discuss that tonight.
Yeah.
But as the debt levels go up, as these corporations masquerading as government, boom, they will in turn raise taxes. And as the slave class continues to die off, boom, what happens next? Taxes get reduced because there's less and less slaves paying them. The system is designed to fail, folks. And this is one of the reasons that on the Deagle website, they said the economy was going to go through the floor as well. And not just in America. We're talking globally, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Bodies stacked higher and deeper. And again, this is not a coincidence. It's all by design. They have to tell you what they're doing before they do it. And when you go along with it, hey, we warned them. And what are they saying now? Oh, we never mandated anything. People had a choice whether or not to take it. No, they didn't.
No, yeah.
No, they didn't. Because he says, well, if you go to some outside, you need to have it. Oh, you don't want to take it? Well, you're fired. Oh, you don't want to take it? Well, guess what? You're evil. You just want your grandma to die. You don't want to take it? You're questioning us? The science is settled. My ass. We know. We heard the propaganda. The science was never settled. Actually, it kind of was, but in the other way. We told people what was going to happen. The science says it. And, you know, 3 years later, they finally get around to admitting it. Yeah, we knew there was going to be a whole bunch of dead bodies. And the point I like to make to everybody, you look at the year 2020 at the height of the quote-unquote plandemic, and I call it a plandemic. Why is it that millions of people did not die? Less people died in 2020 than died in 2019. Why is that? When it supposedly at the height of this problem, because the hospitals were shut down. And what kills millions of people every year? Oh, other examples of big pharma's garbage. And since people weren't going to hospitals and getting re-uploaded with big pharma's other garbage, they somehow live longer. Shocking, I know.
Yeah.
But facts. This isn't conspiracy theory, folks. Look at the evidence. And somehow magically in 2020, there wasn't a single case of the flu. Excuse me? It just magically went away. Isn't that convenient? Isn't that so convenient? Well, when you have the debt getting crushed, you have other problems. When you have people dying off, you have other problems. Now, asset prices go through the floor. If you're out there borrowing money on a high-priced house right now, you're foolish, especially paying 8, 9, 10%. You're foolish. In the next few years, you're already seeing it in the commercial real estate market, and you're already starting to see it in the residential real estate market. The prices are already starting to collapse. And I've seen this cycle before. I saw it in the 80s. As the system crashes and these debtors die off and more debtors decide, you know what, I need to either stay out of debt or get out of debt, nobody's going to be sitting on piles of cash other than these corporations and these governments that are going to buy up everything for pennies on the dollar. Remember this, you will own nothing and be happy. And I've talked about the fact, folks, you can have your home paid off. You don't own it. You don't own it. That's why you pay that property tax every year. You are a renter. You may have paid the builder, you may have even paid back the bank, but you have not paid off the landlord, and you never will, because your property was put into trust by other people, and they get to exploit that every single year. And God forbid you don't pay that property tax for a year or two. Oh, you lost your house? We're sorry. We're going to take your home anyway. I heard a case a few years ago. A woman lost her home over $1. A little old lady lost her home for $1 in taxes that didn't get paid. This is the level of insanity. But you think that these people working for government have a conscience? No, they have no morals and ethics. Sorry, they don't. You can be as offended as you like. When I call these police officers or these Shire Reeves tax collectors for the Kings, that's what your sheriff is and his deputies, when I call them privateers, ladies and gentlemen, that's what they are. They are in the extortion business. Now, if it's Bubba down the street, works for the local Italian mafia, and he does that kind of crap, well, guess what? Not a problem. Big Brother will come down on him. But I'm here to tell you now, Big Brother's now basically partnered with him and has been partnered with him for most of the last 40 years. And actually, they even partnered with the mob back in World War II. True story, ladies and gentlemen. The mob was protecting the ports. Do some research into that, ladies and gentlemen. That's not a conspiracy theory. You think they don't know who Big Brother is running the show? And the mob is under control of them? Come on, folks. It's 2023. There is no privacy anymore. There hasn't been privacy for decades. This is ridiculous, and I'm running out of time, and I haven't even got past the first half of two and a half pages. Okay.
Oh, my God. We're going to have part two.
Well, we may, but I'm going to try to cover a lot because some of what I need to cover, there's a lot of background, so let's go. Your banks are insolvent. You should have nothing more than a few months of quote-unquote cash in there. You should not have anything of value in these safety deposit boxes. If you have anything that has actual real tangible value in a safety deposit box, you don't own it. That bank closes tomorrow, you won't be able to get it out of that box. And don't think for a minute that won't happen. Go
and
to your
Guardian
favorite search engine.
Yep, the Guardian, because this is our guardianship stuff, because my family dealt with it. The Guardians will go take it, and they won't put it on the inventory, and they'll keep it, and who knows who gets it. Yeah, you're right. You will not get it.
And the banks do the same. You go to your favorite search engine, you type in safety deposit box content theft, it'll pull up millions of hits, okay?
Wow.
The banks are insolvent, and credit is contracting. They're pulling it. Okay.
Well, I had a $50,000 credit line, and all of a sudden they told me my credit line is now $10,000, and my credit line is $2,000 or worse.
You don't have a credit line. It doesn't matter even if you have a perfect credit. Banks are broke. Now, there hasn't been a run on banks, but there will be. And the only reason there hasn't been a blatant run on banks is some of these closed banks that were supposed to be bailed in, which meant they stole the depositors' money and kept it and used it to pay back. But again, if you don't know that that's law, that you become an unsecured creditor when you make a deposit in a bank, you don't own that anymore. You are an unsecured creditor.
No,
but if there's a run on the bank...
I had a quick question. Isn't part of Agenda 23 2030 is they want to go cashless so that you can't go to the bank and get your cash out? It's like digital currency?
Well, that's part of it, yes. That's, again, central bank digital currency is a part of that where they can control everything. If you noticed, a lot of these banks are closing their storefronts, their physical locations. They want you online. They want you online.
They have hardly any open hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the only reason several of these banks are open still right now is the Federal Reserve did a lifeline to some of these banks and extended them for a while. And that ends in March of next year. So be aware of that detail.
I would also say elderly people don't know how to do, like, deposits on their phone and stuff like that, you know?
Exactly.
That's like, They're going to go in person.
Right. But I want you to remember something, folks. And again, I'm just old enough that I know these things. My great-grandparents didn't leave money in no daggone bank. They knew better. In fact, here's a little detail most people don't know. Most people now have bank accounts, although there is a group of people that are the quote-unquote unbanked. Most people have bank accounts. Back during the Depression, only about 1 in 10 people had a bank account. Everybody else didn't. But that's again beside the point. All right. Do not leave any value in any safety deposit boxes. Interest rates are going to continue to rise. Okay. The value of assets are going to decline because of it, and cash will be king. And one detail you need to remember, folks, if you're sitting on either cash or, better yet, something that doesn't lose its value, like precious metals, you will be able to buy for pennies on a dollar things that become available.
during the Weimar Republic of Germany, there was an individual that was able to buy a home for a gold coin. And here in America, there was a case where a man, $20 gold piece, he was the bellboy, and he had been given a $20 gold piece. He didn't spend it. He had kept it. And because he had it, when his boss ran out of money, he ended up with the motel. The bellboy now owned the motel. You will have opportunities, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to make something very clear. I don't want to see gold at $1 million. I don't want to see silver at $1,000. I don't want to see that. And I'm going to explain to you why. Because if you do see that, your currency is absolutely decimated. It's done. It means nothing. Because it's not the currency that should be the controlling factor. It should be the metal that controls the value of the currency, not the other way around. You have the tail wagging the dog. That's what the bankers have been doing for decades. But again, we don't have time to stay on this. All right. Insurance policies. Again, the insurance companies, they invest in the stock market, the bonds, and a whole bunch of stuff, and they got crushed last year. You can go and look and see how the insurance company numbers are going through the floor because they're saying, where are all these dead people coming from? They're not supposed to have these kinds of changes because they've been following death patterns for centuries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, when you've got a 300 or 400% increase in death amongst your 25 to 45-year-old group, something should be just a little suspicious. Just pay attention, folks. It's not by the it's by design. Again, you can go online and you can see some, assuming you don't go to YouTube or one of these more controlled sites, you can watch where these people that are processing dead bodies, all that garbage coming out of people's veins. What is that? Where did it come from? All those clotting, what had happened? We know where it came from. Just because you don't want to admit to it. Again, banks don't lend money, folks. 12 United States Code 411. The Federal Reserve note is a negotiable debt instrument. It is not money. It's a private banking script. These bankers are stealing real assets. They're stealing your life force energy. Mortgages are our death pledge, as we've already discussed all of these things. Gold, silver, food, water purification system, those are your insurance policies, folks. Those are a real insurance policy. Things to barter with. Those are things that people have to have as far as the food, the water, the purification system. People have to have food and water. And having seeds and being able to drink without being poisoned. These are important. Okay? As the price of oil continues to go up, trust me, you see a full-blown world war, you think oil is expensive now, you ain't seen nothing yet. You think gas is expensive now, you ain't seen nothing yet. And we all know that the Obama-Biden, and I call it the Obama-Biden system that you have right now because Biden is just an extension of the Obama administration. What is the first thing he did? He shut down oil pipelines in America.
Yep.
Gone. Liquidity in the currency market, gone. Guess what? You become desperate. You have to worry about how to feed yourself. There was a Forbes article that came out a lot of years ago that was talking about, think. Anyway, it was in Greece. Originally in Greece, the only prostitutes were there were other girls from Europe. There were no Greek women that were acting as prostitutes. When the Greek economy was destroyed by the bankers deliberately, and it was, when that happened, you all of a sudden had Greek women working the streets also. Do you know what the price for a Greek woman was? A sandwich.
Huh.
Oh. After World War II, do you know what the price for a German woman was? A cigarette. Are you people waking up yet? You're desperate enough. You will do what you have to do to survive.
You will do what you have to do to survive. Like I said earlier, you make choices now that will affect you tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Be prepared, because if you're not, they own you lock, stock, and barrel, and you will be completely at their mercy. All right. You will be press-ganged into serving them even more than you already do. You will accept whatever they tell you to do out of desperation. And remember, like I said earlier, fear is the tool of tyrants. A new internet is coming.
Yeah.
You think that you're going to be able to get online? Maybe no. But guess who created the internet? DARPA. What if they decide, you know what, we've got too many places like Facebook. And remember, folks, Facebook was a DARPA creation. It went live when the DARPA, quote-unquote, life thing experiment ended. Okay? They can shut down the internet anytime they want to. We've been blessed because for the first time in history, we've been able to communicate with people all over the world, and I have. But
mm-hmm.
it's nothing. All right. You have sheriffs, metadata collection. When you're traveling down the road, your car is listening to you. Your car's license plate is being read. All of these things. And remember, folks, they can physically take control of your car as well. They can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mass surveillance system, you're living it. You are living in it. Now, they're saying, well, we're sharing with you in the future. It's going to be equitable. Everybody gets a piece of the pie. And that's the same argument they use. That's what social insecurity is. It's a part of the trust of the United States Incorporated. For people who don't know it, the United States is not a country. It is not a republic. It is not a democracy. It is a corporation. 28 United States Code 3002, Section 15A. Look it up yourself. It's a federal corporation. The word federal means by agreement or by contract. That would be a contract with the state corporations masquerading as state governments. And a corporation is just what it is, a trust and a dead entity, which is not supposed to have rights over that of men and women. But somehow they've assumed the power to do their will against all men and women. Okay? The group of evil people, we again look at the powers that should not be. Nazi Germany, papers, please. Well, guess what, folks? That's getting upgraded to, let's scan him. Let's scan her, see if she's got the injection. And before you say, what are you talking about? You have people out there right now in 2023 that can walk by a computer and it'll register their injection that they got from one of Big Pharma's different companies.
Wow.
You've been tagged just like an animal. And guess what? They decide that they want to shut you down. You think that they can't sit there and play a little bit with your 5G electronics, manipulate your DNA to kill you? This isn't science fiction. This is science fact, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you're willing to face that truth or not, I don't care. But it's the state of the world that you're living in. You are in a war that you did not want, and you have been targeted for termination. It's your choice. They can do any search and seizure that they want. They go into people's homes now. They don't even need a warrant. They just do what they want to do. There is no privacy, not online, not offline. There is zero privacy. Everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's walking around with cameras. Everybody's doing everything. There is no privacy. And why these Agenda 2030 areas? Because that, ladies and gentlemen, is your prison planet, your cities. They're part of the Agenda 2030, which basically got moved up to 2025. Your prison, you're already living in it, folks. It's not something in the future. We were warned about the quote-unquote FEMA camps. Forget the FEMA camps. Forget them. You're living in your FEMA camp. That's just where they're going to take the people that they want to keep away from everybody else. That's why they shut down the churches back in 2020. They didn't want people talking to each other. They didn't want people communicating with one another, saying to each other face-to-face, you know what, this is a scam. I'm not falling for it. It's getting beyond ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. 9:15, and I just got to one. All right.
Okay.
We discussed Eagle already. Every country is designed to fail. It's designed to crash. Every country, people are desperate. Food, hunger, very big problem. You look at some of the places in the world that are the biggest food producers, they've been targeted. Farms have been targeted so that they're not producing food. Okay? And Bill Gates, by the way, has been buying up farmland left, right, and center. And it's not so that he can grow groceries. It's so he can shut down grocery production. Okay? And I'm here to tell the Chinese and other countries are busy trying to buy up farmland here also. I confirmed that from three different sources in three different states. Real estate agents in three different states confirmed with me that any real land with any real value that can be farmland or it's got a nice water supply and stuff like that, it's not being sold to Americans, folks. It's being sold to these foreign countries. And they're buying it up left, right, and center. And guess what? Once they own it and they control it, you don't have the option to be there anymore. And they're selling out entire areas of land in large swaths being controlled by foreign interests. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That's justification for them to go to war just as much. You better be aware of this.
Oh, yeah,
your
protect
bond market,
their land.
Your bond market's failing, like I said earlier, the stock market failing again. And, folks, if you're sitting there with money in the bond market or the stock market, and the breakdown used to be 60-40, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, and they were supposed to balance each other out. Guess what? It's not just the banks that have lost their butts. You have too. And it just started because they can also confiscate those assets and turn them into theirs anytime they choose to. And keep something in mind, folks. You don't own those stocks. You don't own those bonds. Your statement tells you that every single month that you get that statement. It doesn't call you an owner. It calls you a beneficiary. Don't believe me? Go look at your statements. It does not call you an owner. It calls you just somebody that has the right to get a little benefit from it. A beneficiary. Wake up, please. If you don't have it in your hand, you don't own it. They manipulate the price of gold and silver. We discussed that. Your entire world is controlled by problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. We react. They present the solution, which was already pre-planned, and the slaves go running straight to it saying, thank God, government's here to save us. No, government is here to steal from you, murder you, and control your life. They're stealing your assets. They will do it through stealing property. They will steal your life force energy. They will steal it through taxes. They will steal it through bank bail-ins. They will steal it all. The central bank digital currency will just be a quote-unquote new dollar. Look at the world as a massive corporation. That's how you need to view the world because that's exactly how these people view it. And you work for the corporation. They don't work for you. And as long as these other countries are busy paying the outrageous interest rates so that they can have a few more dollars and pay back the debt that they owe us, they will. And it's going to continue to crush other countries, which will make the dollar stronger. But the dollar is designed to fail. When other countries say, finally, kiss off, it's over. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they are saying kiss off. They're saying it left and right. BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, those are just the start. They're moving in a direction. They're off the dollar already. Okay? The dollar was weaponized we shafted the Russians with the invasion of the Ukraine. And I've talked about that on the show. The invasion of the Ukraine was not about, quote-unquote, what they say it was. It was all about protecting some Ukrainians with Russian heritage that were being murdered by Ukrainian forces. And the Russians weren't willing to put up with it. They came to protect the people, which is their right to do, by the way. But that's not how they marketed to us. No, they marketed to him that he's the new Stalin. And believe me, I'm no fan of these people. Not either side. They're criminals on both sides. But all wars are bankers' wars. We are at 9:21, and we didn't get anywhere near as far as I wanted to. But folks,
we're gonna have to do
living,
part two.
We will. But the point of what I want to bring up and just close, like I said at the beginning, yes, you're living on a prison planet. You're living in a slave system where you're being watched by your computer, your cell phone, cameras that you're not even aware of that exist there. All of these things are out there controlling what they see in your life. You have no privacy, but neither do they. The Internet is the most powerful tool I have ever seen. You can use it to sell. You can use it to communicate. And I communicate with people all over the world because of that thing called the Internet. And as long as we have it, we can still communicate with one another. And what did you say at the beginning of the show? We have problems in Australia with our friends there, and I have friends there.
Yep.
They can
yeah.
shut down the Internet at any time. Never forget that. They can shut down your cell phone at any time. Never forget that. But let's say tomorrow everything changes. The lights don't turn on, the water doesn't run, your cell phone doesn't work. Nothing, nothing has changed, even though everything has changed. Now, why do you say, well, John, what do you mean nothing has changed? You're still breathing, right? You still know how to go to work. You still know how to feed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you live off of their system? Now, if you've never actually been able to function of your own, you've never grown anything in the backyard, you've never tried to have a few animals and raise them and profit from their production, maybe it's time you watched a few YouTube videos and learned. Because I'm telling you right now, this division of labor that we've enjoyed for all these years, where you don't have to do all those things, wasn't the way it used to be. The farmer used to also be in construction. He also used to be able to medical. He used to be able to do all of these things. The average farmer did, because he had to depend on himself. He couldn't depend on other people. I want to close out with this, though. Don't let all this depressing things that I said tonight affect you negatively. Look at it as being a change. It can be a change of either positive or negative. It is you that will determine which one of those two things it will be. It is your neighbors that will do the same. Keep your chin up. Keep strong. And most importantly, don't give up faith in your fellow man and fellow women. We have not lost this, not by a long shot. They fear us because they fear the truth that we speak. They wouldn't censor us if they didn't. Back to you, Kaz.
Oh, my gosh. This has been so amazing. And I picked up so many amazing little tidbits as you've gone on. And I hope everyone else really, really enjoyed it. We're definitely going to have a part two. Real quick before we sign off, I want to thank our sponsors, the Australian Association to Stop Guardianship and Administrative Abuse, AASGA.org. And they are the ones, if you are dealing with guardianship outside the United States, that's where you want to get a hold of them over there in Australia. We have in the United States the National Association Stop Guardianship at stopguardianship.org. We also have Marcel Reed and the Whistleblower Summit. And we also have Shenanigans in Montgomery County Facebook page, so go check them out too. And while next week, it's Thanksgiving, so I wish everyone to be thankful for your health and your family and so many wonderful things that we do have to be thankful, because I do believe, John, and what do you think, that being thankful and realizing what we do have helps fight them, because they don't like us being thankful and having any sort of positive thoughts. So I really hope that everyone can find things to be thankful for. Things like, for myself, I think often about my health. No amount of money can buy you health. It really can't. These are so many things to be thankful for. And next week we're gonna air some Marty Oakley's classics for all your driving around for next weekend. I hope everyone has safe travels as they travel all over the country and celebrate Thanksgiving. And John, one last word before we sign up. What are you thankful for?
Friends, family, having met Marty, having met you, having access to the internet, being able to know what's going on in advance so I can prepare for it and help other people do the same. But most importantly, what I'm thankful for is I'm alive, I am breathing, and I'm loving one another. And ladies and gentlemen, if you get away from that perpetual state of fear, which is how they want to control you, and replace the fear that they try to impose on you with love that you have, not just for yourself, but for your friends, your family, and even those people that you're supposed to be hating, but turn around and love them instead, it's a powerful tool. It is the one thing that they hate more than anything else, this thing called love. Because they have no love for us. They have no love in their life. They are as dark as they can be. But love can even change a hardened heart. Love, darling.
Oh, that is such a mouthful. And, you know, I just want everyone to know, and the ot-holes that do listen, and, you know, as hard as it has been to be for people who have committed these crimes against humanity, against my family, I want you to know that I pray for you, because you can't hold on to hatred. You can't let that hatred build up in your pit of your gut. And yes, we want to see justice, but you're so true. You have to let love overcome fear, and you need to be thankful. And it's really hard, but try it maybe this Thanksgiving and pray for your enemy. It's the hardest thing to do, but just try it. And wow, with that, I think we're going to close out. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And again, we wish you a very, very blessed Thanksgiving, and we'll see you all in 2 weeks. Thank you so much, John. I'm very thankful to you and to all your love and support that you give to us here at TS Radio Network and the Marty Oakley Show. Good night, everyone.
Good night, world.